This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Plaza in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Oh, thank you. Good to be along with you here this week on Auto World. Hop in, you want shotgun, you got it. You're running shotgun with me right now. Absolutely appreciate you not slamming the door. Of course, we lubed those door latches and the key cylinder up here the other day in the Auto World car, so we're good to go. And thanks for riding along, shotgun. It's the best place to be in for you folks that are in the back seat of the bus. Hey, we're going to get you up in the front of the seat sooner or later. We got to take turns. Hey, anyway, I'm Mark Evans, the host of Auto World. You're listening to Auto World, and it's an honor, and I'm very proud and very, very honored to be here with you each and every week for you to take time out of your busy schedule to climb into your wherever you're listening, and maybe on Sirius XM, GCNlive.com, and our great all of our radio affiliates throughout the world. Appreciate that. Definitely. It makes I'm just warm and fuzzy. My hair is standing up in my arms right now having you join me, and that's what it's all about. Thank you. Definitely. I'm going to start right there because you're the star of the show each and every week. And that means that I learn from you. Hopefully you might learn from me. And we're going to have fun this week here on Auto World. We're going to not only have fun, but I've got some recalls I want to share with you here the second hour of Auto World. If you do have a little tease, why not? If you've got a Honda or an Acura, you might want to listen up here because I'm going to be sharing that recall with you. And by the way, if you don't have one, your neighbor and or a relative might have one. So when you're listening to Auto World, please call your neighbor or your relatives, family, friends, etc., and have them tune in. Absolutely. And I want you to tune in and call and be a part of the show. Become a charter member. And how to do that here on Auto World, 855-660-4261. Since 1992, it hasn't changed. My email, AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. That's one word. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. And also, you can get me on Facebook Messenger. Now, here, the second hour. Not only am I going to share with you some more Mecum auction news that's happened this last week over at Houston and, of course, Glendale, Arizona and everything, but we're also having some fun with the brand new game that the crew came up with is Name That Car. Yes, Name That Car. Well, how do we do that? This is how you do it. Head over to my Facebook page, Mark Evans. You'll see me there. You'll see a photo up there of the dash. And it's looking right straight through the steering wheel, the horn button, and all that. And you'll see that beautiful dash. Name that car. Also, I'm welcoming you over to the Auto World Radio Facebook page. It's also there. And I actually added one more photo, which is the back window of this automobile, that I want you to name that car. And also Instagram. Our Instagram account here for you to come over and check that picture out to name that car is Auto World Media. Now, with that said, that's how you do it. So get over, take a look, see if you can't name that car. And I'm going to be sharing that what year, make, and model of that car on the third hour. And I've got some folks actually answered me here on Facebook Messenger and also Facebook. So we're going to share that with you. One gentleman's getting pretty close. I'm going to highlight you and definitely. And when we do that, that's when we expose what that car is. And for each and every one of you, every week, whenever you call in or email and, of course, play our games with us here, name that car or whatever kind of thing we're doing, I always have a special gift for you. No, for sure. All I need is for you to dummy your address through an email, and we'll get those gifts sent out to you so you don't have to go to the car wash. And here on Auto World, too, we're having some fun with the bumper stickers, the funniest bumper stickers I'm sharing with you. And I'd like you to share them also, bumper stickers that, well, you might have on the back of your truck or your vehicle, or your car, whatever you might be driving. Maybe you might even be saying, hey, I need a bumper sticker on the back of my snowmobile. Of course, we're climbing out of winter, so you might be saying, is there enough room to put a bumper sticker on my motorcycle? not on the motorcycle, but on the back of your helmet, you could. Anyway, I'd like to hear from you. And do you have a funny one? Do you know of a funny one? Share it with us right here on Auto World. That number again, 855-660-4261. And the email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. I'll go ahead for the second hour and get this bumper sticker thing going. Okay, here's one for you. This is right on the back of a bumper cover. See, most cars don't have bumpers anymore, but you have a bumper cover. Here's one that says, "My opinions are awesome." www.websiteyouwillnevergoto.org. So there's a bumper sticker for you. Absolutely. Let's go now to the email bag. I've been kind of behind doing the emails here live on the radio, and we're going to go to them now. But first and foremost, everyone, when you do email with your concerns, you want consulting, when the auto repair side, body shop side, crash side, just think of Auto World in the aspect of how do I get a free windshield. I have tips of letting you know how to get a free windshield. That's right. And I know what company gives you a free windshield. It's as simple as that. So, anything and everything to do with your Auto World, you're more than welcome to email me whenever's good for you with your question and teach me something. Tell me something. Please do. Send me photos. I've had a lot of our charter members of Auto World send me photos of their cars. Please do. I welcome your photos. In fact, if you don't mind, when you do send me a photo, we're actually thinking about putting your cars up on our website, which is autoworldmedia.com. And why not share some of our listeners' cars and what you've owned in the past, maybe what you're driving now. And I don't care what color, year, make, or model. Just send it to us. It'd be neat to do. That email address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. With that said, I'm going to climb, and I print out these emails and put them in the email bag. The repair kind today. I'm going to climb in there and see if I can't get a good one. Here. Oh, yeah. There's one. Got it. Man, that's noisy. Anyway, good. Okay, here's an email coming right out of the auto repair email bag, and I can read it on the air. Yes, I can. So if you do not want me to read it live on the air, just tell me. And this one I can, so let's go for it. Good day, Mark. Lenny here, listening in Lawrence, Massachusetts on 102.9 FM. Oh, you know what that means? It's time for a shout-out to our great station there in Massachusetts in Lawrence. That would be shout out to WNNW 102.9 FM, Lowell, Lawrence, Haverhill, Andover, Massachusetts, and every town in between. Every town, all of you listening in between, do appreciate that. In fact, Kevin is the OM, Operations Manager, is what that stands for. Kevin, thank you. Appreciate it. Going to great affiliates. And Lenny says here, I drive a Volkswagen Touareg that is driving me crazy. Every time I put it in reverse, the radio comes on really loud. Take it out of reverse and the radio goes off. What do I do? No one seems to know what is wrong. He says, do you want to buy a Touareg? Ha ha. Thanks for doing your show. Lenny from Massachusetts. Thank you, Lenny. I do appreciate this. I really do. It's quite an honor to help you. And what a great question. And in fact, this is something that has happened, Lenny, here to me. And you don't see a lot of this. This is what's kind of odd. We do see a lot of electrical items that take place in cars a lot that cause problems. But I did not have a Volkswagen Touareg do this. I had a BMW do this, where whenever the radio was off, sounds like you've got the same thing with your Touareg. The radio's off, and as soon as they put it in reverse, the backup camera would turn on, and the radio would go boom and blast you. Lenny, you've got a ground problem. I'll just get right to the problem. You've got a ground problem. Let's get to the battery. Look at the negative ground cable, the negative side, and be positive about all this. You'll see basically corrosion loose. Just check to make sure it's tight and there's no dirt corrosion. Look for ground cables. That's what's going on here. We're going to come back, and I got one more little tip, Lenny, on that backup camera that's turning that radio on. That's how you do it, folks. We're going to come right back with more emails, more trivia, a recall Honda. Oh, no. I'm going to have to grab me some chocolate milkshake.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Come on now, in the middle of the road, yeah.
Don't stand in the middle of the road. Hey, welcome back, everybody. Mark Evans here. This is Auto World from the Auto World Plaza in the Greasy Garage Studio. I'm sitting on a 1965 Rambler bench seat. Oh, yeah, that bench seat, you know, that's got the solid bottom on it, but the back would flip up so the person could get in the rear. Thank you for climbing into the rear and coming along with me this week and riding shotgun with me. Thank you. Appreciate that. Hey, we had Lenny there. I wanted to finish up with Lenny's email. He's listened to us in Lawrence, Massachusetts, and on 102.9 FM. Shout out to WNNW, 102.9 FM. And he's got a Volkswagen Touareg. Maybe you might have one. And Lenny's problem here is, as he's saying, that when he puts it in reverse, the radio comes a-blastin'. Takes it out of reverse, no radio. So, Lenny, what we need to do is just have you go around in reverse it all the time to make sure the radio is on. Just put it in R for race, or reverse. And, well, we're going to have to probably turn the driver's seat around the other way, Lenny, so you can look out the back window as you're driving it. No, that's a lot of work. No, anyway, I just having some fun, Lenny. Hey, here's what's going on. You check your battery cable. You're negative. You got some grounds playing games with you, period. More than likely, though, this problemo, since you have a backup camera, nod your head, yes, yes, okay, good. You have a backup camera, and you have a screen there on the dash. And so when you put it in R for reverse, it's turning on the backup camera, and also, of course, we've got a short there in the radio with the backup camera because that's all part of the infotainment center. So, the ground. We've got a body ground bad somewhere, Lenny, a body ground. Get it up on the lift in a repair shop. Have them look. Just holler out. I've got a body ground strap somewhere that's not tight, loose, or completely fallen off. Yes, cars do shake, folks. Bolts do fall out. Lenny, that's what's going on. And or, that's a simple fix also, by the way. I've had where if we go to the backup camera in the back of this Touareg, also, Lenny, take a look where that backup camera there is. It should be right above the license plate in the center of the car in the lift hatch gate door. Sometimes if you pull that out of there or take the plastic trim panel off, if you want to do that, Lenny, if you don't, tell the technician to please do this. Go right there to the lift gate, pull the plastic trim panel off. They'll probably more than likely find that the backup camera, one of those wires, the ground wire, ground again, that word ground, is actually not attached, fallen off, and or just loose. And you could have basically a pinched wire back there. So every time you turn the backup camera on, that lights up the radio power. Anyway, that's how you do it, Lenny. I hopefully I helped. And do send in another email and tell me your address. I got some good goodies for you to keep that Touareg looking clean. And oh, by the way, you asked me if I wanted to buy it. No. No. You keep it. I don't have enough stalls, darn it. I'm sorry about that. Anyway, hey, it's time for trivia. A little more trivia here. Why not? Ooh, this goes right along with the recall we're going to do. In 1989, the Honda Accord becomes the largest selling automobile in the United States. In 1989. Oh, yeah. We got a little recall coming up. Next segment for you on the Honda. So it might have something to do with that 1989 Honda. I don't know. We'll have it for you here in the next segment. But again, remember, folks, we're having fun with bumper stickers all 3 hours of Auto World. Got a game out there for you. That game is Name That Car. Head over to my Facebook page, Mark Evans. Auto World Radio Facebook page. And if you have an Instagram account, just go to Auto World Media. Took a picture of a dash of a car that's sitting here in the Greasy Garage studio. No, I can't see it. Sorry about that. I'm in the studio. But out there in the Greasy Garage, it's a beautiful car. We were asked to get it up and running. It hasn't been running for pretty close to 15 years. So we got it up and running. Congratulations! Oh, yeah, that old gas. Okay, enough clapping. That old gas turned into Wrigley Spearmint gum in the gas tank, but we got it. It takes a lot to clean. A little Auto World tip if you're rebuilding or wanting to rebuild an old car that's been sitting forever. And yes, gasoline does turn back into tar, folks. It really does. It really, really, really does. Goes from gasoline liquid to oil to tar to gum to crude. And you have to get it out of there. Well, I learned a long, long time ago the best way to do it is with rock. Ah, you said it. I said it. Everybody should say it. You can put as many money $100 bills and chemicals as you want, down the throat of that gas tank, and you can hang it and you can shake it all you want. Yeah, that kind of dilutes the gum, the goo, the, I call it tar concrete. But the best way to do it is just buy yourself some bags of pebbles. Dump the pebbles in there and get a friend and just shake the living daylights out of it. The pebbles actually are a way of, they rotate around in there and absorb all that goo, and you dump them out and you pour more rocks in there. Keep doing that. It'll actually rock tumble the inside of your gas tank and make it shiny again and make it work really well so you can put gas in it again. And then rinse it once you look down in there with a flashlight, see the shiny metal of your gas tank again. Well, guess what? Now it's time to put gas in it and use the gasoline, of course, to clean it, get the rock dust out of there. It works every time. Now, the funniest bumper stickers. Have you heard of a good one? Have you read a good one? Do you know of a good one? Oh, yeah. Well, I've been sharing some with you, and I got another one to share with you. I want to hear from you and hear your funny bumper sticker that you might have on the back of your vehicle. Bumper stickers, of course, started back in the day of... That name that car, that old car that we want you to name. And they had plenty of bumper. Well, today we have bumper covers. And here's one for you. Again, you're more than welcome to interrupt me, and I want to hear your funny bumper sticker that you have on your car, if you, or the one that you just read just as 5 minutes ago. 855-660-4261 is our phone number, and my email address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Here's one for you. Be nice to your kids. They'll choose your nursing home.
Oh, yeah, that's the truth right there, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay, let's go back to the email bag. Okay. Oh, there's the meg. Let's get it over here. I'll reach into the email bag. I print out your emails through the week. A lot of them I actually answer and call you and email you back, and we fix your cars throughout the week. And some of them I can't get to all of you, so I'd like to share them with a lot of other folks here that are listening on Auto, all our great affiliates, because you might have the same problem of what these folks do, and I'm helping, you know, where they say two birds with one stone. Okay, well, this is how I like to help everybody. With all our great affiliates throughout the world, I do appreciate you being here. Here's one that I can read. It says, yes, it is Mark. Need some help with my 2004 Ford F-150. My brake lights. Oh, brake light problem. Oh, yeah, and they're... Oh, I see where they're... Oh, yeah, they got in a good town. We're in a good town here. Be back right now. We're going to take a little short break. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World. We're going to come back and read your emails.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Amidst an increase in migrants being apprehended at the U.S.-Mexico border, including a record number of unaccompanied children crossing over in March, President Joe Biden's coordinator on the southern border, Roberta Jacobson, will leave her post at the end of the month. Texas Governor Greg Abbott on Fox News Sunday criticized the Biden administration's management of the crisis.
This problem will continue to get worse because of the policies that have been adopted by the Biden administration. What the president could do is to immediately put back in place the Remain in Mexico protocols that were established in the prior administration. He could continue to build the wall along the border in South Texas. He could send a stronger message. These people should not be coming here.
Migrant families will now be held at hotels in the Phoenix area due to the influx. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian physician and founder of Youngevity, and I want to talk about dementias. There's at least a dozen different dementias. Doctors call all of them Alzheimer's disease because when you look at the payout list, Alzheimer's disease pays the most. So no matter which of the 12 dementias you have, they're going to call it Alzheimer's disease, and there's no law that says you can't have 2 or 3 or 5 or 8 or all 12 of the dementias. And so you have to get rid of all the bad stuff. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no wheat powder, no sugar. And then I want you to take one healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight. That is one healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight. I want you to take the ultimate niacin plus one of those twice a day. Our de-stress capsules, three of those twice a day. That's 2 bottles a month. Then I want you to take the ultimate daily classic tablets, 3 of those twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight in case you have vascular dementia. And don't forget those 3 eggs twice a day, because remember, 75% of your brain weight is cholesterol. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Oh, this thing is running great.
Got to have the go pedal pushing down too, you know. Hey, welcome back to the Auto World Plaza. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Good to have you along. Thanks for running shotgun with me, sitting shotgun with me here in the Auto World car. I'm glad I actually had the crew put the 65 Rambler bench seat in there so we have room for everybody. It's good to have you along again. Got an email here. Let's get right back to the emails. And this first email I was sharing with you before the break. It's from a gentleman. He says he needs some help with his 2004 Ford F-150 brake lights. He says, a good Samaritan stopped me the other day and said, I almost hit you, man. You don't have any brake lights. Get them fixed. I checked the bulbs, Mark, and they're good. I checked the fuse, Mark, and it looks good to me. Mark, what do I do now with this thing? Thanks for... So he says, thanks for lighting us up every week. Tony, listening in Reno, Nevada. Oh, let's do a shout out to our great affiliate in Reno, Nevada. That would be KNNR AM 1400. Shout out to KNNR 1400 AM. Reno, Sparks, Sun Valley, Carson City, Nevada, and everyone in between. Thank you for being with us. And there's our horn. Yeah, for the shout out. Wyatt is the OM, the operations manager. Wyatt, thanks for bringing Tony and everybody else with us down there in Reno and Sparks and Carson City, Nevada. Tony, brake lights. Thank you. You did a good job. I tip my hat to you for checking the bulbs first. And the fuse. I don't know if you did that one the second, but yes, always check the fuse, folks, and the bulbs also. And sometimes those bulbs are hard to get to. You can take a flashlight a lot of the times. You want to look at the element to make sure the element is all in one piece. But when you take it apart, Tony, as you did on your F-150, you take that out. Usually it's just two screws. that are inside the pickup box, torque bit type screws, one on the top, one in the middle, one on the bottom. That's three. Oh, okay. You could have two or three. And undo it, and then you just pull that plastic lens housing straight out. And it's kind of tough because the outside of that, where it blends into the bedside, it's got a male and female rubber grommet that plugs in there. Just pull it pretty snug and then pop it right out, and there you go. But when you turn that bulb socket counterclockwise and take a look at the bulb, I want you to look at the color. Tony, I want you to look at the color of where the light bulb, the tail light bulb, brake light bulb, turn light, turn signal bulb, plugs into that connection. That socket should be a real light ivory white color. Some cars are light colored gray or silver, and we want light colored. If you see that, Tony, where that white, that Ford is white ivory, by the way, if it's dark in color, like a dark brown, she's getting hot on you, and that socket is bad. That's what's going on. And now you're asking, I know, you're saying, well, can I have two sockets bad, one on each side? Yes, you can. And why do I say that? It's because they're the same age. 2004 Ford F-150. They're both the same age. They both work the same time. You know, they go to work the same time when you hit the brake pedal, and they go off and take vacation, of course, at the same time when you take your foot off the brake. Same thing with the blinker. Blinker fluid's got to be full first, though, Tony. Make sure the blinker fluid is full. Okay. And then, again, the blinkers take a vacation. They go on, and then they're off for a little bit, and then they come back to work, and then they go off again and take a vacation. So make sure that the socket, the connection socket, is light-colored and not dark brown. Now, you said in your email, brake lights. If the sockets are not dark brown from burning electronically wise, and you've got dielectric grease on that, by the way, and the bulbs are looking good, put dielectric grease on the end of the bulb before you push it in there, Tony. They just push in and push out. You might and could have a brake light switch that is bad or out and or needs to be adjusted. The brake light switch is on all of our listeners. Each and every one of you have a brake light switch. That is up underneath the dash. Yes, connected to the brake pedal, the little arm when you push down, and it releases. The brake light switch is a very, very small switch, Tony, and it's got a little male spring-loaded male prong that comes in and goes out. And when you're not hitting the brake pedal, what that does is it's up against a piece of a metal block, pushing the button in, leaving the lights, brake lights off. When you hit the brake pedal, you're pushing it towards the firewall, letting that metal rod extend, turning the brake lights on. And they're adjustable. That's right, they're adjustable. You can adjust them in and out with two. I think, yeah, in fact, the 2004 Ford F-150s have a 9/16 inch nut on the front and on the back, and you can adjust it in or out. I like to adjust my brake light switches to keep the tailgater off by you-know-what, so I don't want them to hit my bumper sticker on the back on my bumper, Tony. So I adjust my brake light switches where I just barely touch the brake pedal, just basically almost blow on it, and my brake lights come on, and that gets the person behind me off my you-know-what. Rear end. Anyway, that's good email, Tony. Appreciate it. Hopefully I helped, and hopefully Tony and I helped you with your brake lights. Definitely. From Reno, Nevada. Oh, yeah. I love to go to Reno, the automotive museum down there. I got actually a coffee cup, teacup, or whatever you want to put it. Orange juice. Sometimes I slide in there and put some orange juice in it. And, of course, some water, too. But, yeah, automobile museum down there. Oh, I love it. Love it. Love it. Okay, let me hear those bumper stickers, folks. I want to hear about that bumper sticker, and I want more information on the third hour that's coming up. We're going to disclose on the new game we've got here, Name That Car, right here on Auto World. Name That Car. Head over to my Facebook page, Mark Evans, and go to welcome you to over to the Auto World Radio Facebook page. If you have Instagram, it's Instagram account, and that address is Auto World Media. You'll see a picture of an old car that we have here in the Greasy Garage studio. If you go over to the Auto World Radio Facebook page, you'll see the back window and this dash. That'll clue you in to maybe what that car is. So name that car. Got a great gift for you. But here's a bumper sticker for you. I want to hear your bumper stickers, too. What do you have on the back of your car, and what would you like to put on the back of your car to keep that person behind you off your bumper? Well, here's one for you. Marriage is grand. Divorce is 100 grand. Oh, yeah. Okay. With that, let's go to some Mecum auction results. been a great time here in Glendale, Arizona, that I'm not at. Dang it. I wanted to get down there, and I never made it. But, oh, yeah, Lucille Ball. I wanted to share this with you, and we are right now here from the Auto World Plaza. Lucille Ball, folks, 1963 Rolls-Royce Silver Cloud 3rd Salon car, yes, a 1963. Lucille Ball, it was gifted to Lucille Ball back in 1966, and she owned it all the way until she died in 1989. That car sold for $115,000 at Mecum. Absolutely, that's kind of neat. Would you like to have a Lucille Ball or a Stars car in your stable and home? Or maybe just sitting out there in front of your house that you could look at all day long. Why not, huh? Oh, look at here. Here's another one, a little bit of more of an outcome, too, of Mecum. 1965 Pontiac GTO. Oh, remember the goats? The GTOs. 1965 Pontiac GTO convertible white with red interior. Make a guess what that sold for. $80,000. Are you interested in one of those new Ford Broncos that's coming out? They are out. You can, you know, you probably did a pre-order on them, and you're ready to maybe order one right now. When we come back from a little short break with some secret sauce from your local stations, your local sponsors, and our syndicated sponsors also, I'm going to have for you the results of a 1971 Ford Bronco. What kind of engine's in it? You're going to find out after the break. Time for some more popcorn. Throw me more butter. We'll be right back, right here at Auto World's Plaza.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Of the time, and it didn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style. I'm gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I'll have the only one there is around.
Yeah, Red Rider, this is the Cottonmouth in the Psycho Billy Cadillac. Come on. Oh. This is a Cottonmouth, and negatory on the cost of this machine there, Red Rider. You might say I went right up to the factory and picked it up. It's cheaper that way. What model is it?
Yeah, which model is it? Mecham Auctions. Hey, welcome back to Auto World and to the Greasy Garage Studio. You are riding shotgun with me this week. Thank you. Appreciate that. How's it sharing with you at Mecham Auctions, talking about what year it is and how many pennies you're going to pay for it and all that? Well, you might even own one of these vehicles, a 1971 Ford Bronco. Yes, Ford Bronco. Ford has brought the Bronco model back in a lot of different. I've talked about it. Give you a little news there. Quite a few different models and make the models, not the makes, but it's a Ford Bronco. Well, this 1971 Ford Bronco, it's a restro mod. That means that they've changed the engine, lifted it, put bigger wheels and tires on it. But you still have the Ford Bronco body, of course, the frame there, and you also still have the interior. This one was basically a red burgundy colored on the outside. Ford racing engine in it. Yes, oh yeah. Automatic transmission, 4-speed with an overdrive. 347 Windsor Ford racing engine, that is. HP, horsepower, 400, folks, and that little two-door Ford Bronco, kind of a square body on it, you know, those old Ford Broncos. Well, at Mecham Auctions here this last couple days, it sold for $115,000. And I remember the day when my neighbor had one of those sitting in his backyard, nobody wanted it. Nobody. That's why it was sitting in the backyard. Weeds around it, 8 feet tall, raining on it, windows were down on it, snow was coming in the doors on it. Raining inside on the cab on it. Oh, yeah. Can you imagine the auto repairs he's got on that bad boy now? But he can probably, well, he can't really retire on $115,000, but that gets the first step into the word retirement if he wants to retire. I tried to buy it. He said, nobody wants that. I don't have it. I'm still after him. Maybe we can get it over here at the Greasy Garage Studio. Oh, yeah. Maybe, maybe not. You never know. Hey, NASCAR. Got some NASCAR news here this last weekend. Oh, goodness, they're racing at Martinsville. Martinsville, of course, is in Virginia. Of course, you folks that probably are living in Virginia area listening to me right now know that. And you're hearing that, the noise of the NASCARs. Martinsville was founded back in 1947, that track. And what's really kind of interesting, I want all of you to raise your hand. Who wants to go faster in NASCAR when they're racing on Martinsville? Are you kidding me? The track is .526 miles in length. It's very, very small. In fact, it's the shortest NASCAR track there is on the circuit. Average speed is 75.3 miles per hour. So raise your hand if you want to go faster. And raise your hand. Everybody raise your hand. Everybody in the first row is raising their hand. Absolutely. Go faster. Well, you can't. But I love watching them because they're bumping each other and they're touching each other. Just touchy and feely, I call it. Touchy and feely. Then maybe they should... Touchy and feely racing on NASCAR. Maybe that's what they should call it at Martinsville, the touchy and feely race. A little bit of NASCAR news. Why not? Hey, it is now time. Before we run out of time... Recall. I promised you that if you had a Honda or an Acura to listen up on the second hour, and you are listening, I do appreciate that. Let me start here. It's a recall. Let me start here by giving you the address for the website that you can check. All of you can check whatever brand you're driving. Just get your VIN number. It's found over there on the driver's A-pillar, little tag that's underneath the windshield. Just look on the stand on the outside of the car, look through the glass, and you'll see the number. Write that down. And then I want you to go to this website. Enter in that VIN number, and it'll tell you if you have any recalls. And even though you might, no matter what make or model you have, folks, okay, no matter what day, time it is, you can always do it on the .com, on the internet. And even though you've already done that last week, maybe last month, maybe 2 months ago, maybe you did this a year ago, I would like you to do a monthly check. Just think of yourself as a doctor for your own car. Recalls and problems come to be on automobiles constantly. See, the dealers out there are constantly fixing cars. The dealers, not independents like myself and your independent repair shop that you have working on your cars, we don't have to report your problem. The dealers do. It goes into a dealer network when you go in and say the widgie arm and the Cronkite valve is broke. They type that in. That goes right to the manufacturer. And once they get so many of them, next thing you know, that word recall comes up. That word recall. So write this down. Do a monthly check. Become a doctor of your own car and check for recalls. They're free. F-R-E-E. Here's the website. SaferCar.gov. SaferCar with a C. I might say it with like a K, but it's not. It's a C. SaferCar.gov. Enter in your VIN number and you're rocking and rolling. You're going to get it fixed for free. There's so many recalls. I had somebody bring a recall notice to me for like a 1998 the other day. So see, it goes back many, many years. It takes many years for things to fail. And a lot of those things, you know, fail and they say we want to fix them. And that's a good manufacturer that does that. So with this said, more than 600,000 Hondas and Acuras are recalled, folks. Why? American Honda Motor Company is recalling 628,124 to be exact, model year 2019 through 2020. Acura MDXs, MDX Sports, Hybrids, RDXs, TLXs, Honda Accords, Civic, Hatchbacks, Insights, model year 2019, Acura ILXs, Honda Accord Hybrids, Civics, Civic Coupes, Civic Coupe SIs, Civic Sedans, Passports, Odysseys, Pilots, Ridgelines, the HRVs, and of course the model year 2018 through 2019 Honda CRVs. Now that's one of the most popular ones out there, and I'm sure you own one, and I'm sure your neighbor has one. There's so many of them on the road. This is the year 2018 through 2019 Honda CRVs. What's wrong? The low pressure fuel pump inside the fuel tank may fail, folks. The fuel pump failure will, of course, cause this vehicle to cause it to stall and die on the side of the road, just all of a sudden. So you got a fuel pump problem, okay, in those makes and models. Now I'm just giving you a little bit of a touch and a taste here. You can go online, .com it. You'll find out that, in fact, how many makes and models I'm talking about. But basically, look at the year. If you own a 2019 through 2020 Honda or an Acura and or a 2018 through a 2019 Honda CRVs, you've got yourself a fuel pump problem. Okay? So let's get it fixed. And that, all you do, again, is just call your dealer. Just call the dealer. Get there to the dealer. Call them on the phone. Make sure your VIN number's in front of you before you call them and tell them you heard it right here from Mark Evans on Auto World. I have no problem with that. And if they'd like to call me, 855-660-4261. Of course, live, that's our number here since 1992. But they can reach me, and you can reach me all the time. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Well, look at there. Second hour, the garage door is getting ready to come down. Thank you, everyone, for making it happen. Axelrod, Alex, thank you. General Motor George, my chief engineer, always keeping me wired. Oh, yeah, I got wire around my neck right now. It's called headphones. Oh, yeah, good job, General Motor George. Adi Adam, always out taking care of my affiliates, definitely. Lug Nut Lee, the program director and marketing manager, he's always keeping the wheels on this wagon. He's the general manager and program director of, you know what, Genesis Communications Network. T-Bird Ted's the founder and CEO of GCN, Genesis Communications Network. And, of course, my makeup artist, she's always Lion Lucy. She's always telling me I'm looking good. Oh, thank you, Lion Lucy. My personal chauffeur got me here today. My personal chauffeur is slide him in and slide him out, Sammy. Thank you, Sammy. I appreciate it. Oh, yeah, Know-It-All Jay, the loudmouth janitor, thanks for being loud about cleaning this place up, Jay. I do appreciate that. And also, most of all, the my customer care.
Time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Set a spell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now. Here.
This has been a Loose Nut production.
Want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.